everyone. Wednesday, you are on the Heart of Success show, and I'm your host, Larissa Vakulina. I go live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. South Australian time zone, and here on this show, I'm sharing with you tips, tools, methods, techniques, knowledge, experience, and wisdom of how can you create success in all areas of your life, not only on the profession, but also in your personal life, in your environment, in your health, in your inner feelings. So success in all areas of your life. I just would like to really share with you something really exciting. As you know, I've been studying brain and healing science for many years, and I'm practicing already for many years. This is about your conscious energy consciousness system. This is about who you are and how your all subtle bodies and all your four dimensions are working together to restore your well-being and your health and your potential in life. How can you connect to yourself and achieve in life everything that you dream about? Connect yourself and re-express yourself in a very highly potential way and realize who you really are. So we are now at the stage of our evolutionary process, or I would say quantum leap stage, where we are also looking at every possible way of what is distorting our living, right? So as I was studying about that inner space of the human beings, I'm now interested about our environment, what is happening outside of us and what's really happening in our environment. And really wide and deep area of exploration and study, because everywhere we look, it seems like it's all against the natural laws. It is all against the natural flow of energy. It is something that we really need to start to explore and also need to start to understand in order for us to have this very holistic approach to our inner and outer spaces, to our overall oneness and connecting, because the fabric of the creation and all the electromagnetic fields within ourselves and without is very, very connected. So we been indoctrinated with a lot of very limited concepts and the concept of separation. We've been looking in many areas of our science. It is only a very segmented method type of knowledge that is separated from the whole fabric of the reality and creation. So I'm going to share with you an exciting news that I am taking course right now. It's a short course, but very intense, to learn about the external environment and how we are fully been affected by it in a dramatic way. As we all know, that regardless of what it is presented to us in the form that there is a very advanced progress with that the medical field in terms of in terms of treatments of different diseases, we're noticing that the diseases that the heart attacks, the diabetes, the cancer, all of these diseases are really is not progressing in treatments very well. So it's really the opposite what we're observing, what we're experiencing. And of course, I think it's our immediate environment that we, our living environment where we are living everyday life, needs to be looked at on a deeper level. So, and what I am actually embarking on is to start to understand many areas of our environment and how we can connect the dots together and start to have really conscious understanding of how can we improve and heal our environment so that we can help ourselves not to get ill and not to leave suffering and pain and frustration and negative thoughts, because it's like everywhere we go, it is a distortions in our environment. You know, there's just list can go on and on about what we are experiencing in our influences of the environment, and it's all really very harmful for our health and vitality and powerful positive energy. So I can just name a few: the microwave radiation, the disruption to shamanic resonance field, power frequency field, exposure to constant static electricity, elevated gamma radiation, geogenic radiation, geomagnetic field disruption, transformer pulse pulsed field, artificial lightning, geological fault in pressure, elevated UV radiation, X-ray and scanning exposure, Curie grid direct exposure, atmospheric ion imbalance, biogenic resonance instability, weak life force interactions, just to name a few. We, you know, if I go into area of our the least all this, products that contain very harmful substances that affect our health, right? So when we look at all of these influences, and when they accumulating and compounding into what they doing to our health, it's really quite overwhelming to understand and to see that it seems like humanity goes into a very self-destructing pattern. If we're not going to start to explore and analyze all of these areas. So there's another ones that, in addition to what I was just named for you, that there is very physical kind of influence that we most of the time don't have any awareness or even understanding in comparison with what was in the past. In our old ancestral time, we are really dropped all of this knowledge, and we just do it without any sense of considering the different factor that could influence, let's say, our buildings, like, you know, the site orientation, the underground water pollution, the site and building proportions, the vegetation factors, toxic construction materials like sunspot activities, poor sanitation and drainage, soil and land quality. So all of these factors are so important to take into consideration when we actually embark on to build our own environment, our houses and places where we spend most of our time. And within the house, there's so much to look at for all the destructive forces that can affect our health. And what I notice in most of the building industry, we see how most of the modern houses have a bedroom right, you know, and a bed is right opposite of the wall where all these electrical meters and transformers and all of these things are. So basically, we have our head just right against and opposite of all these devices that in most of the cases are not even earthed. So, so this is very exciting adventure for me that I would like to share with you my progress and how I'm going with studying all of these interesting areas of influence and how we actually can improve it. How can we neutralize the effect of very distorted electromagnetic and geomagnetic and gravitomagnetic forces and electrical fields, and how can we neutralize the effect of the negative? And in most cases, we actually can not only neutralize, but we can improve the positivity of this influence on our living and in our health and well-being. So this is a very, very exciting course that I'm taking, and I will share with you as I go, because I only started and it is already blowing my mind in terms of how everything is possible and also how everything is connected. And most of the time we really not even asking questions about very small things that we can improve and clear up from all of these distortions, our immediate living environment, so that we can improve our health to the extent that we can actually heal a very serious diseases. For example, cancer. I myself experienced that 10 years ago, and I know that that was all a result of an outer toxicity. And once I was eliminating the outer toxicity and outer environmental disruptions, and then I dealt with my inner imbalance alongside with, you know, working with the external environment and working at the same time in my, you know, inside to do. And I did my inner work in terms of, you know, clearing up all the destructive negative thought patterns and emotional reactions and all the traumas and wounds from the childhood and all of the triggers, and have this conscious understanding how the inner space is affecting our well-being, but also how the outer environment is affecting our well-being and our potential. Well, then, of course, it is a very, very rich area to combine. And I am excited to be able to learn new skills and a new knowledge so that I can then have this integrated, holistic approach to help you with inner and outer balance and with inner and outer improvement of overall state. And in many, many cases, to heal different ailments and also the environment and create that very wholeness and very, very life-supporting, vital environment so that you can achieve your potential, so that you can your essence, your life task without any destruction from external or internal distractions of this in and outer factors that can actually really dramatically decrease your productivity, your success, and your happiness. So I will keep you posted every Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I will have much more to report about my study. This episode is actually recorded because I do it. I am spending all days, every day, from morning to afternoon, late afternoon, in my classroom and practicing on a field. So I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much for listening. And I am going to just put a music, and I'll see you next week.